Brothers and sisters,
感谢主，我能够有机会再次来到这里。
Thank the Lord that I can once again come among you, between you.
实在是神的恩典。
Truly is the grace of God.
和弟兄姐妹们的关爱。
And the love from brothers and sisters.
让我们能够有机会今天站在这里，跟弟兄姐妹们有所交通，有所分享。
I can stand here today to have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
今天我想跟弟兄姐妹们分享一段经文。
But today I'd like to share a passage with you.
如果弟兄姐妹们在主里已经有一段日子的话，这段经文并不陌生。
And so if you've been a believer for some time, I'm sure this passage is familiar to you.
它是讲就是在路加福音的最后一章第二十四章。
So this is in Luke chapter 24.
我们今天要跟弟兄姐妹们交通的这段经文是在路加福音第二十四章第十三到三十六节。
So the passage we'd like to share with brothers and sisters is in Luke chapter 24 from verse 13 to 36.
因为时间的关系，我不能在这段时间里头把这所有的经文逐节逐字的来跟弟兄姐妹们有所交通。
Due to time, I cannot share every single word within this passage with brothers and sisters.
所以我只想读一些其中的我所要交通的一些关键的经文。
So I'd like to read from some subsets from these passages.
如果我们在座的还有一些对这段经文不太熟悉的朋友们或者我们的弟兄姐妹们。
And if among you who are still not very familiar with these passages,
盼望在我在读这段经文和我们的弟兄在翻译的时候，这个空间你们把上下文之间的这段故事大概的浏览一遍。
I hope that in between me from reading pulpit and the translation, that you can take this time to read the context of the full passage.
好不好？我们先打开我们的圣经，我们翻到路加福音第十。二十四章。
Let's turn to chapter 24 in the book of Luke.
我们先读第十三到十六节。
We'll read first from verse 13 to 16.
翻到了，请听我读。
We'll read Chinese first.
正当那日，门徒中有两个人往一个村子去，这村子叫以马忤斯，离耶路撒冷约有二十五里。他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一切事，正谈论相问的时候，耶稣就近他们，和他们同行，只是他们眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。
And behold, two of them were going that very day to a village named Emmaus, which was about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about all these things which had taken place. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself approached and began traveling with them. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him.
我们再跳到第二十五节。
And we'll jump to verse 25.
耶稣对他们说：“无知的人呐，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。
”Oh, foolish men, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken.
我们再跳到第三十节。
And then we'll jump to verse 30.
我们读第三十。到三十三的上半部分。
We'll read from verse 30 to the first half of verse 33.
他说到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，拨开，递给他们。他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见了，他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热吗？他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去。
And when he had reclined at the table with them, he took the bread and blessed it, and breaking it, he began giving it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to one another, Were not our hearts burning within us while he was speaking to us on the road, while he was explaining the scriptures to us? And they got up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem.
我们再读最后一节经文，就是第三十六节。
And we'll read from the last verse, which is verse 36.
正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中，说：“愿你们平安。”
While they were telling these things, he himself stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be to you."
我们知道这段经文是讲到主耶稣在两千多年前被钉死在十字架上。他受死，他也被埋葬了。到了第三日，他复活了。
And so we know that from reading this passage, we know that this is talking about more than 2,000 years ago after our Lord Jesus was crucified upon the cross, he was buried, and then on the third day he was resurrected.
正当那日, 就是指那个第三日, 他复活的那一日。
And so in the passage, in the verses where it says on that day is referring to the third day.
我们知道在第24章, 在记录这一段故事之前, 还讲了一些事情。
And we know that in, before chapter 24, before it talked about these events, there's also other things that happened.
就是我们的主如何从空坟墓里出来, 他向他那几个妇女显现, 之类的这些事情。
And so these things are things such as how our Lord walked out up from the tomb and appeared to the women who were there.
然后到第三十三节的时候, 我们就知道, 这里头有两个人, 这两个人是当时跟随主耶稣的, 那一批门徒之中的两个。
And so and then in verse 13, it talks about these two men. So these two men, we know that they are among the disciples who were following Jesus.
他们离开耶路撒冷要去一个叫以马忤斯的村子里去。
And so they left Jerusalem and on their way to a village called Emmaus.
如果我们知道读过那个使徒行传的话,
And so for those who have read the book of Acts,
我们知道当时主的心意是要他们留在耶路撒冷, 在那边积极祷告, 等候那圣灵降临。
And so we know that from reading that chapter, we know that our Lord commanded his disciples to stay in Jerusalem to pray and to wait for the Holy Spirit.
但是在圣经里告诉我们, 这两个人离开了耶路撒冷, 显然是离开了神所要他们暂时, 当时所站立的地位。
But yet in reading from this passage, these verses, we understand that these two men left Jerusalem, the place where the Lord commanded them to stay. And so they left the places where God wanted to be at the time.
那圣经里没有讲出他们具体为什么要离开耶路撒冷的原因。
Now the Bible didn't go into explain what the reason was for them leaving Jerusalem.
但是我们可以从下节的经文里来说,来看, 这两个人他们是面带愁容的。
And but in the passage that follows, we understand that these two men, their face were full of sorrow.
而且在第四节他说, 他们在一路之上, 他们在彼此讨论, 他们所遇见的那些事情。
And also in the passage it says they were talking with each other about all these things which had taken place.
他们不仅在相互的提, 交通谈论这件事情, 到15节的时候, 他说, 正谈论相问的时候。
And not only that, but then in verse 15, it said, while they were talking and discussing.
我们如果看圣经的话, 我们知道这个相问, 它在有些经文里头, 更多的被翻译成争辩, 争论的意思。
And so in different versions, we know that this was actually translated to have the meaning of arguing more than just simply discussing.
也就是说他们在一路之上所交通的,他们所看见的这些事情, 他们相互交通,相互辩论, 以致到了相互争执的地步。
And so in other words, while they were walking, they were talking about all these things that happened, and then not only were they talking, but they were also discussing, and then to a point where they were actually arguing about these things.
但是此时,我们那复活的主就亲自就近他们, 并且与他们同行。
And at that very moment, our Lord who is resurrected got near them and approached them and started beginning to travel with them.
那十五节的下半节他是这样说,16节是这样说的, 他说只是他们眼睛迷糊了,不认识他。
Except that in verse 16 it describes that, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him.
我不知道弟兄姐妹们在读了这一段的时候, 心里有什么一样的感觉?
I don't know what your feeling is in your heart when you read this passage.
我们心中是实在是盼望我们的能与我们的主同行, 能与我们的主有亲自相互面对面说话的机会。
And in our hearts, how we long for the opportunity to walk with our Lord, to fellowship and talk with our Lord face to face.
可惜这两个门徒却眼睛迷糊,不认识他。
But yet, these two disciples, their eyes were prevented from, they were prevented from recognizing.
我们也有自己也有这样的一些经历。
And we ourselves also have similar experience.
我们自从信主以后, 神就讲他的圣灵, 赐给了我们。
And ever since we become believers, God has given His Holy Spirit to us.
我们里面有了神的生命。
And inside of us, we have this life, the life of God.
那圣经更告诉我们, 神就借着他的灵来内住在我们的里面。
And the Bible tells us that through the Holy Spirit, God lives within us.
从此以后，那圣灵就一直陪伴着我们。
And from that day forward, the Holy Spirit is with us all this time.
他要我们与他同行。
And he wants us to walk with him.
他要我们来跟他面对面的来交通。
And he wants us to have fellowship with him face to face.
所以我们时常里面很多一些微小的声音。
And so oftentimes we have these tiny voices within us.
我们心里时常有一些那个平安或者不平安的感觉。
And oftentimes in our heart we may have this feeling of peace or feeling of don't have that feeling of peace.
可是我们往往会把这些感觉放在一边。
But oftentimes we just cast these feelings aside.
我们会对里面那些圣灵的感动要去消灭它。
And we try to put down those whenever we're moved by the Holy Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们那里面的眼睛是不是也像这两位门徒一样眼睛迷糊呢？
Our inner eyes also like these two men, these two disciples, that they cannot see our Lord.
我们读中文的话
So when we read the Chinese version,
我们这个眼睛迷糊就是我们认为我们所想象的那个眼睛迷糊看不见东西的意思。
So when we read that their eyes were prevented from seeing, we thought that it just means our physical eyes were just not able to see.
可是我们如果读英文的话
But however, if we read the English version,
我们就知道它这个动词是用的一个被动语态。
But we know that this is the verb that's used is a passive tense.
这个字的基本意思就是抓住的意思。
The meaning behind that word is mainly is being hold on to.
换句话说，他说你他们的眼睛迷糊了，是说明他们在那个时候，他们的眼睛被某种东西给抓住了。
So in other words, they were prevented seeing, or at some point their eyes were being hold on to by something.
保罗书信里告诉我们。
So in Paul's letter, he tells us.
他说：“这些世界上这些不信之人的眼睛、心眼，都是被那世上的神给弄瞎了心眼。”
It tells us that those the non-believers in this world, their eyes were all blinded by the things of this world.
那撒旦他是通过什么办法来使把我们的眼睛给抓住他呢
？So what methods does Satan use to blind us?
用约翰的话来说
，In the word of John.
就是用这世界和这世界上的事。
It means that Satan is using things of this world.
如果我们读过《创世纪》第三章的时候
，So if we read Genesis chapter 3,
我们知道当我们的始祖当时犯罪的那一刻
，When our forefathers the very moment when they sinned,
在他抓那个分辨善恶树的果子拿来吃之前。
Before he held on to the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
弟兄姐妹们，你看到那是夏娃的眼睛是被什么给抓住的吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you know this? What caught the eyes of Eve?
他不是被那生命树上的果子所抓住，他乃是被那分别善恶树上的果子所抓住。
She wasn't caught by the sight of the fruit from the tree of life, but rather she was caught by the fruit.From the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
那里告诉我们那个果子有四个特征。
So in that passage, it describes these four characteristics of that fruit.
第一
，the first characteristic，
好做食物。
It's good to eat.
第二，悦人的眼目。
And second, it can brighten the eyes.
第三，且是可喜悦的。
And it's delightful.
第四，并且使人能够有智慧。
And fourth characteristic is that it allows a person to have wisdom.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们实际在生活在这个世界上。
So we live in this world.
我们的眼目如果被这些东西给抓住的话
，If our eyes are caught and hold onto by these things，
这里告诉我们，我们的眼睛就迷糊。
Here it tells us, then.Our eyes are blinded.
我们就不认识那位复活的主耶稣基督。
And then we will not be able to recognize our Lord Jesus who is resurrected.
虽然这世界上的潮流是变化不断的。
And even though things of this world constantly change.
我记得我在出国之前。
I remember that before I come to this country.
我当时所找的工作的标准是什么？
The the standard I use to look for work is,
用国内的话来说，简单的一句话就是，一杯茶，一份报纸，一个会。
So to use the word from mainland is that the job should will have one cup of tea, one piece of newspaper, and one meeting.
现在也有一首打油诗啊。
And now there's also this popular saying, the poem.
它其中有这样的一句话。
And in it contains this word.
他说呢，睡觉睡得自然醒。
In it says that you sleep until you wake naturally.
具体的我不说了，因为会难为我们的弟兄。原则上就是有两点，一个是你的工资高，你的责任小。
Basically, what it means is that you have a high salary, but your responsibilities are very minimal.
这是我们当时是找到好工作的一个标准。
So that's the standard with which we use to judge whether a job is a good job or not.
你看，我们上班泡一杯茶，拿一份报纸。
So, for example, when we go to work, then we get to make a cup of tea and then read a piece from the newspaper.
这是为我自己的。
So this is for myself.
然后为大家的是这样的呢。
And then for others,
开一个会。
It's only to have one meeting.
把所有的工作都分配下去。
And then send out the responsibility to others.
我的责任就是一个分工，一个到时候再检查。
And my job is simply to give out the job and then afterwards to examine the progress.
可是曾几何时？
But then to really think about this.
我不知道现在怎么慢慢慢慢变化了一个什么状境况。
I don't know when, but it has turned into this.
如今的人呢，你只要问他，你工作忙不忙？
When you ask people nowadays whether they're busy,
告诉你一个字，忙。
They will respond with one word, and that's busy.
我的感觉中，不管这个人是真忙还是假忙。
So my feeling is that regardless whether this person really was busy or not,
只要他不说出那个忙字，好像就降低了他的身份一样。
It seems like as if that person doesn't answer my question with the word busy, it seems like it's devaluing his work.
还有一个。
And another thing,
我也不知道曾经何时啊，在我在国内的时候，我生了第一个孩子的时候。
I also don't know starting when, but when I was still in mainland and when I had my first child.
那是我们国内的一些朋友就告诉我，孩子你们要注重教育啊。
And so the friends from mainland share with us that you need to really focus on the education for this child.
但是讲的最多的一句话就是不要让我们的孩子输在起跑点上。
But the word that they constantly repeat often is that do not let your child to lose the battle from the starting line.
哎呀，为了这个事啊，你不要说我们的孩子受苦。
So don't let our
受苦有压力。
So don't let their child to be under pressure. Constantly under pressure.
我们的起跑点不是孩子开始懂事的时候，那是孩子的起跑点。
So our starting point is not from the time when our child starting to understand the world. That's their starting point.
我们所说的起跑点啊，是他母亲怀胎的那个时候是个起跑点。
So the starting point that we're talking about is from the time when they were still in the mother's womb.
所以啊，你的母亲怀孕了，不是你只是给她吃好、给她运动好而已，还要让母亲在那边听音乐、听些天才、看那个天才的画。
And so when the mother is pregnant, it's not just enough to give her good nutrition, but also she should need to start listening to classical music look at master arts and stuff. So that's the starting point.
所以我的老大呢是在国内上了小学二年级，我把他带出来的。二年级第一个学期。
So we came to the U.S. when my oldest son was at the second grade.
哎呀，他一到美国学校里一上学就再也不想回去了。
And so as soon as he started going to school here in the U.S., he doesn't want to go back to China anymore.
后来有朋友告诉我啊，他说啊，美国啊是小孩的天堂，是我们这些中年人的战场。
And then afterwards, people tell us that.The U.S. are a paradise for kids that age, and then for middle-aged people like us, it's our battleground.
可是曾经几时，我现在发现，不要让孩子输在起跑点上，同样在美国不妨哦。
But then I also discovered that the saying "Don't let your child lose the battle from the starting point" also is being taught here in the U.S.
我刚来美国的时候，那时候我们可选择的课后的学习班就是一个中文学校而已。
And when I first arrived, I remember that the after school curriculum classes that we can take we could sign our kids up for is for a Chinese class.
现在有各样的补习班出来了。
That was the only option. But nowadays you have many, many different classes.
VSAT.
You got preps for SAT.
好像以前还是仅仅是从 high school 开始。
It feels like not that long ago that the SAT prep class is only for kids in high school.
现在从初中就开始了。
Now it starts in junior high.
因为他们说我们要给孩子将来上大学要进行申请大学要有个包装。
Because they say that we need to have this package for our kids so that they could be prepared for college.
你小孩子上大学呀、啊，你申请名牌学校，特别是常青藤的。
And so if you want your kids to go to college, especially to apply to the Ivy League schools,
不是仅仅 SAT 成绩考好了就行了。
It's not just as simple as getting good grades on the SAT.
你要学各样的乐器，各样的专长。
You need to learn different instruments, and you need to be good at other skills.
而且你不仅是光参加呀。
And not only do you need to participate in these activities,
你要自己起来组织。
But you also need to be able to rise up and organize.
你要办一个团体，你要办一个项目。
And not only do you need to join a certain group, but you also need to have events, and to even be able to organize events.
现在这样的学校很多。
And so school afternoons, after school classes like these are many.
我不知道在西雅图的状况。
I'm not sure how things are here in Seattle.
我知道在我们湾区的地方。
But I know that in the Bay Area.
哎呀，那个学校分校是一个接一个。
And we know that they got one these kind of school one after another.
一个城市还不够，有两个、三个分校。
Oh, so they actually have multiple branches of the same school in the same city.
而且你仔细看一看。
And if you pay attention.
那两三个以上的都是华人聚居的地方。
So wherever it has two or three branches of the same school, those places are where most Chinese lives.
所以我们在座的弟兄姐妹们呢
？So brothers and sisters,
如果你正是这个年龄的话
，if you are around that same age,
你实在是苦啊
！You truly have a hard life.
你的眼睛给一样东西给抓住了。
Your eyes are being captured by one thing.
这个末世的年代就是用一个盲字来抓住。
That at the end times.That the sign of the end time is that you are being caught up by this word busy.
我们忙在外面，在工作的单位上要忙。
And we are busy outside our homes. We are busy at our work.
现在的光景已不像我们过去刚来的时候，一个家只要一个人住，上班就够了。
Things are different nowadays compared to when I first arrived. So no longer can you have only one spouse working now.
夫妻两个都必须出去上班。
Nowadays, both spouses need to go to work.
那再到了家里也忙。
And then, when you return home, they're also busy.
我们在周末的时候，我们要为我们的孩子忙碌。
Now, on weekends, we need to be busy for our children.
所以我们那边的一位弟兄啊，告诉我。
So, over there, in the Bay Area, a brother told me.
当然不一定指着你的弟兄姐妹们。
So it might not necessarily be true for brothers and sisters here.
他讲我们礼拜六在那个区域开车出去的话要特别小心。
And he tells me that on Saturdays, when he drives out from his community, he needs to be pay special attention.
因为那个时候一般情况下都是母亲开车去送他们的孩子。赶场。
Because during that time, that's the time when the mothers would take their kids out for all the extracurricular activities.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
你知道这个忙把我们抓去了以后对我们的一个亏损是什么地方
？So have you ever thought about what the consequence is when we are being caught up by this word busy?
他把我们的所有的精力、所有的时间都耗光了。
It spends up, it expends all our energy and our time.
我们的亲爱的弟兄刚才领诗的时候
，So like a brother who led worship shared.
你那第二首诗歌叫《神的路》。
The second song is the way of God.
我们如果还记得诗篇十三篇的话，十六篇的话
，If we still remember Psalm number 16，
我们知道大卫在那边说了一句话。
We know that David said this.
他说神已经将那生命的道路指示给他。
And he said that God already showed him the way of life.
这是圣经中文版唯一出现的一次生命的道路。
And so this is the only time in the Chinese version of the Bible where it said that the way of life.
那生命道路的秘诀是什么？
And the secret to this way is.
大卫说。
David said.
我常把耶和华摆在我的面前。
I put the Lord God in front of me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
so, dear brothers and sisters,
中文对于这个盲字啊，也有很有意思的啊。
So the Chinese word for blindness is very interesting.
它中文里有三个字是同样一个音。
So in the Chinese, in Chinese, there are three words actually had the same sound as the word blind.
一个呢，就是我们心字旁的那个盲，就是我们忙碌的忙。
So one is has the meaning of busyness.
一个呢，就是那个木字底的那个旁，就是我们眼睛盲了的盲。
But the second one is the one that describes blindness of the eyes.
那一个什么边旁也没有的，就是死亡的亡。
And the third one is meaning death.
大卫他所得到的秘诀，他能走上这条生命的道路，乃至说他常把耶和华摆在他的面前。
The reason why David found discovered the secret of walking the path of God is because he placed God in front of him often.
可是，如果弟兄姐妹们，你将我们的神放在你的眼睛之外的话
，However, brother and sister, if you place our God outside of your sight lines.
如果你把我们的神关在你的心门之外的话，
and if you refuse our God from entering into our hearts,
那没有眼睛没有心的那个王就是死亡。
And then the word, then what you have left without eyes and without heart is death.
这对于我们每一位信主的人也是一个极大的提醒。
And so this is a great reminder to every single one of us who are believers.
到了二十五节之间的这一段。
And then in verse 25, it says,
before 二十五节啊。
Verse 25.
就是这一段呢，它下面就讲了当时这两个门徒到底被哪些事物抓住了，让他们眼睛迷糊的。
It describes what are the things that these two disciples were being caught up on by.
我们今天不交通。
So we'll not go into detail on that.
到了第二十五节。
And then in verse 25,
耶稣对他们说：“无知的人呐、啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟了。”
And Jesus said to them, "O foolish men and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken."
我们读中文没有什么太大的感觉。
So we might not feel much when reading the Chinese version.
但是我们要读英文的话，我们就会有点感觉出来。
But if you read the English version, you probably get some feeling.
因为在这句话的起首部分，它省略了一个字，一个深深的感叹词。
Because in the Chinese version, they left out a word of exclamation.
中文的翻译成，哎。
The Chinese version is used the word a sigh.
这个爱在主在圣经里也有一次记录。
And so this word was actually used in the Bible as another place as well.
我们还知道有一个孩子的父亲吗？
Now, do you remember the story of the father of a child?
这个孩子被一个哑巴鬼给附了。
And so at the time the child was possessed by a mute demon.
那这个父亲呢，就首先找那个耶稣的那些门徒去赶鬼。
And so this father first tried to ask the disciples of Jesus to help drive out the demon.
但是他的门徒却赶不出来。
But yet the disciples were not able to do so.
那然后这个孩子的父亲就来到主的面前来求他，来帮他儿子赶出这个鬼。
And so the father came to Jesus to beg him to drive out the demon.
那这个呢，第一次记录在马太福音第十七章第十七节。
And so this is the first time it's recorded in Matthew chapter 17, verse 17.
主那边就有一个深深的叹息。
And so there it records that Jesus sighed.
他说，哎，这不又不幸又悖逆的世代啊！我在里面，你们这里要到几时呢？我忍耐你们要到几时呢？
And Jesus answered and said, "You unbelieving and perverted generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you?"
如果我们看过四本福音书的话
，So if we read through the four books of the gospel，
同样的这样的一个叹息，在马可福音第九章，在路加福音第九章都说到了。
And the same using the same sigh is described also recorded in the book of Mark as well as in the book of Luke。
但是同样的一件事，神所带出来的教导的对象跟要求不太一样。
But yet, the same event, but through these different eyes, the main points that God wants to reveal is different.
在马太福音里那里说。
In Mark, for example, it says.
当主把这哑巴鬼给赶出来以后。
After the Lord had driven out the demon,
他的门徒就暗暗的来问他说：“我们怎么赶不出来呢？”
His disciple came to Jesus and asked quietly, "How come we couldn't drive out the demons?"
那主跟他们说的一句话：“你们的信心小。”
The Lord said.It's because your belief is so little.
如果你们的信心像一个芥菜种那样大的话，就是这些沙你也不能够把它挪去。
He said that if your belief is even the size of a mustard seed, you can cause the mountain to move.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我们的信心到底有多少
？How big is our faith?
你向着主的信心的高低就取决于你对这个世界和世界上的事的态度。
So your faith determines your view of this world.
在马可福音里那里说
，In book of Mark it says，
这个父亲来求主耶稣的时候
，So when this father came to beg Jesus，
主耶稣没有立即去把他鬼给赶掉。
Jesus didn't immediately drive out the demon.
他乃是对孩子的父亲说：“你若信，凡事都能。”
And instead, he said to the father, the father of the child, says, "If you can, all things are possible to him who believes."
那是孩子的父亲是马上回答的这一句。
And so the father immediately responded by saying,
他说：“主啊，我信，但是我信不足。”求你帮助。
He said, "I do believe. Help my unbelief."
我们来到神的面前，是不是有这样的一颗急迫祈求的心
？So when we come before the Lord, do we have that same urgent heart?
当我们被外界的事情给抓住的时候，我们有没有这样的一个心智来到神的面前，来求他赐给我更大的信心，来摆脱这个？
When we discover that our hearts were being held onto, we're being bound by things of this world, do we know to come before the Lord to ask Him to give us strength to be free from this being enslaved by things of this world?
到了那路加福音就记得继续的更平淡。
And then in the book of Luke, it's recorded as such.
他你没有说主耶稣说任何的话。
It didn't. It's even simpler. The recording is even simpler. It didn't record what Jesus said.
但是那里记载了一个事实。
But then it recorded this truth.
当我们的主耶稣把那个孩子身上的哑巴鬼赶出来的时候
，When our Lord Jesus drove out the demon from that child,
那众人都诧异他所行使的那个大能。
All the people were amazed at the greatness of God.
可是接着我们的主对他的门徒来预言，他说要被交在人的手中，被杀，并且第三天复活的那个事情的时候。
But then our Lord shared with his disciples, he prophesied that he will be handed over to people and will be crucified and then will resurrect on the third day.
他的门徒却没有任何感觉。
And when he shared this.With his disciples, they didn't feel a thing.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们被这世界上的东西跟世界给抓住的话
，If we are being bound by the things of this world, we're caught up in it.
我们所稀奇的就是这外面的这些所彰显的大能。
We will be amazed at our things, these outwardly things, these outwardly miracles.
现今这个时代
So in this time,
很多属神的儿女
there are so many children of God.
对于那个神医医病，对于那个彰显出赶鬼的那些事，特别特别的有兴趣。
They have become especially interested in these miracle doctors or these people who can drive out demons.
啊，拼命的去学呀，怎么去祷告，怎么去赶鬼，或者说怎么去学方言。
And they'll spend so much energy and time to trying to learn how to drive out demons or how to pray to heal or how to learn how to speak in tongues.
我们姑且不说它的源头怎么样。
Let's put aside the discussion of where these things are coming from.
我只是说一点，我们忽略了一个更大的能力，是我们里面的。
But let me just say this, that by doing so, we have ignored even our greater ability, the greatest of our ability, which is it starts from the inside.
当我们信主的那一刻
from the very moment that we become believers,
那死而复活的生命就已经在我们的里面了。
That resurrected power, the resurrected life is inside of us already.
我们里面就有那个死里复活的能力了。
So inside of us, we have the power to resurrect.
这个能力是超过一切赶鬼或者神医的那种能力。
And this power is above everything else, such as the power to drive out demons.
我们宁愿把我们的时间花在那外面的那些追求之上，我们却忽略了你里面生命的引领。
We much rather spend our time on these outwardly things rather than spending time inside.
圣经里告诉我们，你那时候已经把你的主放在你的心门之外。
As the Bible tells us that when we do this, we have put our God, our Lord, outside of our hearts.
主在地上有这样一个深深的叹息。
And so our Lord, while he's on earth, he had this great sigh.
主在复活之后也有这样一个深深的叹息。
And after he's resurrected, he also had this great sigh.
其实在更早的时候，在主道成肉身之前，耶和华神就向以色列民发出了这深深的叹息。
In fact, even before then, from the very beginning, our Lord God,had the same sigh for the Israelites.
如果我们看过《民数记》第十四章的话
，If we have ever read Numbers chapter 14,
那时神引领以色列人出了埃及，在旷野上行走。
And so at that time, God was leading the Israelites out of Egypt, and they were walking in the wilderness.
在《民数记》第十四章第十一节这样说。
So in chapter 14 of Numbers, verse 11, it says.
他说这百姓藐视我要到几时呢我在他们中间行了这一切的神迹他们还不信我到几时呢
The Lord said to Moses, How long will this people spurn me? And how long will they not believe in me, despite all the signs which I have performed in their midst?
然后第二十七节他这样说
And then in verse 27 he said,
这恶会众向我发怨言我忍耐他们要到几时呢
How long shall I bear with this evil congregation whom are grumbling against me?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
就在时间的长河之中
So in the time,
对于我们来说好像只是读一段历史
In terms of the historical timeline, it feels like we're just simply reading history.
主在地上到复活升天已经过去了两千多年
So from the time of when our Lord was on earth and when he was risen up into heaven, it's been 2,000, more than 2,000 years now.
可亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，当我们今天坐在这里的时候
But dear brothers and sisters, but when we sit here today,
我们是不是也能够听到我们的主耶稣基督在那至圣所里坐在神的右边也发出这样深深的叹息
Can we not hear our Lord sitting in the Holy Holies sitting on the right hand side of God?Also, sign for us.
主在当初在地上道成肉身的时候，他说他向着耶路撒冷的那个心是何等的急迫。
And so, while he was still on earth, he showed his disciples saying that how his heart urges for Jerusalem.
可是你要知道，我们的主耶稣他在等待着那他能够再次降临到地上的那个心情是更是急迫。
But You understand that his heart to be able to come once again to come into Jerusalem is even more urgent than this.
我们常常在祷告的时候说，主啊，我愿你再来。
And oftentimes in our prayer, we said, Lord, we pray that you'll come.
可是弟兄姐妹们，
but brothers and sisters,
我们如果设想一下，如果主现在就来的话，我们当中有几位人能够站立得住呢？
If we truly think about this, if he does come right now, how many of us can truly stand before him?
神在天上已经为我们忍耐了2000多年。
Our God has really endured us for 2,000 years.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
我们听到他那深深的叹息。
Have you heard his deep sigh?
我们该有怎样的一个心智来向着他，对着他的叹息来有所回应呢？
So how should we respond to his sigh?
圣经在这里称呼这群人说，
And so in the Bible, it described this group of people as such.
他是无知的人嘛。
He said, a foolish man.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
so, dear brothers and sisters,
是无知的基本意思，不是讲你没有知识。
So the meaning of foolish is not, it does not mean that you do not have knowledge.
乃是说到你没有那个理解力。
It means that you do not understand.
或者说没有那个悟性。
That you do not have the ability to understand.
或者说没有那个智慧。
Or you do not have the wisdom to understand.
我们很多弟兄姐妹们在主里有一段日子了。
So a lot of brothers and sisters have become believers for quite a bit some time now.
我们头脑里已经满了很多的知识。
So in our head, we may be filled with a lot of knowledge.
包括我们对着神的知识。
And including our knowledge about God.
我们不是不知道。
So it's not because we do not know.
乃是我们不明白。
It's because we do not understand.
什么叫不明白？
What does it mean that to not understand?
我知道那个知识。
So it means I know that knowledge.
我知道神的心意。
And I know God's heart.
我不愿意把它活出来。
Yet I'm not willing to live this out.
我不愿意去经历这个神的旨意。
I'm not willing to experience God's command.
这是无知的。
So this is a foolish person.
神主耶稣在那里责备我们说，我们的心信得太迟钝。
And so he's rebuking us, saying that our hearts, we have a slow of heart.
什么是迟钝？
What does it mean?
迟钝这个字在中文新约里头只出现了三次。
So this word slow of heart in the Chinese Bible, in the New Testament, it only appeared for 3 times.
这里被翻译成迟钝。
So here it means slow of heart.
另外两次在雅各书里。
And the other 2 times appear in the book of James.
那段经文我们大家都很熟悉。
And so we're very familiar with those passages.
就是说我们要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动。
And so basically it means that we need to listen quickly, but speak slowly. And
慢慢的动怒，发出安慰。
And then slow to anger.
所以是这样。这个字的基本意思就是比较慢、缓慢、迟钝。
So what that means is this word, this meaning of this word is slow.
它最初的意思是用在一个运动场上，对一个运动员来说的。
So it was the very first time it's described is used to describe an athlete.
它对一个号令的发出、反映出来的动作太迟钝、太缓慢。
It's used to describe an athlete responding very slowly to commands.
什么人会出现这样的一个光景呢？
So who will have this condition?
我们拿我们正常的人的状态来说。
So let's compare to a normal person.
前段时间啊，在去年我们中间的一位弟兄。
So last year there was this brother among us.
拿自己做了一个比方。
He used himself as an example.
说着说开了一个玩笑。
So he was making fun of himself.
这位弟兄跟我年龄差不多。
So this brother is a similar age as me.
换句话说，就是我们已经进入中年的这一批人。
And so, in other words, it's a middle-aged person.
他说啊，这段日子啊，他那些朋友说他呀，这个人啊，变得越来越忠厚了。
And so he said that the friends around me said that recently, that they said that I have become more and more trustworthy, a down-to-earth person. And so they're playing a word trick. Yeah, so in Chinese, so what they're saying is that the Chinese word for it's not the Chinese word for a down to earth person.
他乃至说到我们这段这些人呢，人到中年的男人，当然我们有些弟兄是在之外的。 到了这个年龄以后，这个中间的这个部位就越来越凸出来。And
so, playing a word trick. It's also this, because this word also has the same sounding as meaning that for people who have become middle-aged, their middle section have become thicker.
讲的不好听，或者讲白了一句话，讲土了一句话，就是说我们中间这个腹部的这层。 堆了越来越多的那一层没有用的肥肉或者是肥油。
And to bring it to straight to the point, it means that the middle section have become filled with useless fats.
也许我们年轻的时候我们还不觉得怎么样。
So when you're younger, you might not think much of it.
当你慢慢这层肥肉比较多的话，你就发现你的动作啊就变得迟钝。
But when you have more and more poundage, become heavier and heavier, you discover that your movement has become slow.
你弯腰可能也很难了，蹬下去也蹬不太久了。
And so maybe you can't bend as low as before, or you can't bend as long as before.
从医学的角度告诉我们是什么原因吗?
So from the medical perspective, it just tells us, explains to us that why this is.
很简单,
very simple.
你吃进去的那个热量跟你运动所消耗的热量不平衡。
It's because how much calorie you take in is not in balance with how much you put out, you spend.
换句话说，你吃的多，你动的少。
In other words, you take in too much, but yet you exercise little.
那唯一解决的方法是什么?
So the only solution to this is
没有药物,
there's no medicine for this. You have to exercise.
物质的事情是这样,
so that is the way with in this physical world.
这里告诉我们,
so here it tells us that we have slow of heart. So in the same way are things in the spiritual world.
如果我们读过以赛亚书的话,
if we have read from the book of Isaiah,
以赛亚书第六章那里讲到荣耀的神像以赛亚显现的时候,
and so in chapter 6 it said when the glorious God has been revealed to Isaiah,
神向以赛亚发出了一个呼召,
God called out to Isaiah,
要他起来, 为他向着神的子民去传讲他的话语。
And to ask him to command him to rise up and go and to tell his people to listen to God.
但是他告诉以赛亚说这篇民的光景是什么?
But yet, God also shared with Isaiah that what the condition is of the people at the time.
在以赛亚书第六章第九到第十节,
the book of Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9 to verse 10.
他说,你去告诉这百姓说,你们听是要听见,却不明白,看是要看见,却不晓得,要使这百姓心蒙自由,耳朵发沉,眼睛昏迷,恐怕看见,耳朵听见,心里明白,回转过来,变得一致。
He said, go and tell this people, keep on listening, but do not perceive. Keep on looking, but do not understand. Render the hearts of this people insensitive, their ears dull and their eyes dim, otherwise they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and return to be healed.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
so dear brothers and sisters,
你们知道这心蒙自由在希伯来文里头是什么意思吗?
So do you know what it means to be your heart is full of, your heart's full of oil?
乃是说到我们的心变胖了。
It means that our hearts become fat.
你知道吗? 当我们的心被那个一层没有用的那个肥油给堆满的时候，你就叫心蒙自由。
And so when our hearts being surrounded by the useless fat buildup, that means that your heart's being bound by fat, covered by fat.
他说当你心蒙了自由了以后，你是耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷。
It says that when your hearts were being rendered insensitive, then your ears are dull and your eyes are dim.
他说恐怕你眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，变得一致。
So otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and return and be healed.
我原来啊，读这段经文不是有太多的感觉。
So recently when I read these passages, I didn't have much feeling at all.
我这次在读这段经文的时候，我对一个字感觉特深。
However, when I was reading this passage, I have this feeling towards one particular word.
这里是一个恐怕。
This here is a fear.
这个恐怕本来是一个介系词。
So the word itself, this word fear, is itself a warning.
它一般的可以翻译成就是说，或者啊，或者可能啊，或者也许啊，或者免得的意思。
It originally could translate to mean that possibility or
或者
it's an or in case.
Okay.但是在这里中文却把它翻译成一个恐怕。
But yet in Chinese version, it translated to mean fear.
当然恐怕这个字也可以作为那个介系词了。
But of course, the word fear itself could be used here in that sense.
但是我们在读中文的时候，我们更多的就想到是一个动词或者是名词。
But when we read it in the Chinese version,What we associate more is as a verb or a noun.
换句话说，我们心怎么会蒙了自由，会有一个什么样的感觉出来呢？
In other words, when our hearts are surrounded by these bad issues, what kind of feelings do we have?
我们里面就有了一种恐怕。
Inside of us, we have this fear.
因为我们恐怕这个听清楚了以后，我们眼睛看见了，我们耳朵明白了，神就要来医治我们。
Because our fear is that when we can actually see and when we can actually hear, then God will come and actually try to heal, come and heal us.
我当时读的时候，我怎么也不能理解。
So when I was reading this at the time, I couldn't understand this.
难道我们跟从主的人都怕他的医治吗？
Does this mean that all those who follow him have this fear of being healed by the Lord?
难道我们看见主的人，我们真的是不愿意把我们心灵从领受的真理能够变成我们实际的生命吗？
And so, when we see him, do we have all this fear of living out all those things that we have learned?
我现在这段时间我有点感觉。
So, but nowadays, I can kind of relate.
确实是。
That indeed is what he's saying.
因为我们知道我们人生得救的救恩总共分为三个方面。
And so, because we know that our salvation comes from three aspects.
我们听信福音的时候我们就信主了，那是灵的得救。
When we heard the gospel,We are saved, so our spirit, our soul's been saved.
那时候告诉我们，你什么时候心里相信，口里承认，神的永生就定到你的里面。
It tells us that the time that whenever you believe in your heart and your mouth, you accept it with your mouth, then you're saved.
当然，我们就欢喜快乐了。我不用做任何事情，我只要一相信，我就不证明完，反得永生。
And so, of course, we're joyous because we don't have to do anything. All we have to just say we believe, and then we're saved.
那还有一个得救呢？
And then another second way
是讲到主耶稣再临的时候，我们的身体要变荣形，我们那个朽坏的身体要变成必不朽坏的身体。
And on the day that our Lord Jesus come again, that our body which can decay will change into one that doesn't
decay. 我们在主里已经睡了的人，我们要复活。
And those who have fell asleep.Now shall awake.
所以我们平时祷告呼求主再来，我们很积极。
And so that's why when in our daily prayers, when asking him to come again, we're very, very active in asking him to come.
那是也是一刹那的，也是不要我们做什么。
And that's very easy because again, it doesn't require us to do anything.
可是我们苦啊。
But then the hardship comes.
中间这一段是我们魂的得救。
And so the middle part is our So the first is spirit being saved, and now our soul's being saved. The second aspect.
这是我们不愿意的。
But this is not something that we want.
这是我们的灵魂里头本性里头所不愿意的。
Because this is something that we, our soul does not want.
啊，你看这
by nature we do not want to accept.
你看这世界上，这世界上那是多么美好！我在地上就短短的这几十年，我能不享受吗？
Look at how beautiful this world is. I'm only here for this short amount of period. How can I not enjoy the all this beauty that's on earth?
那不仅如此啊。
But not only that.
神说你要跟着他来走啊。
He also commands us to follow him.
雅各书就告诉我们，你还要经历百般的大试炼呢。
And James tells us that we shall also go through this great trials and tribulation.
哦，我走向这条生命的道路，我这个难处就是不断的不断啊。
And so.Looks like if I walk this way of life, then my life will be full of trials and tribulation.
而且神也从来没有说这难处你那里，我就把你难处给挪去了。
And God never promised that wherever we go, then He will remove these difficulties from us.
他说我要带你经过这个难处。
He said that He will lead us through these trials.
你在这个难处之中，你要有忍耐。
And that during these trials, you shall have patience and perseverance.
而且这个忍耐也当成功。
And then you shall persevere through this.
这个成功是什么意思啊？
And what does it mean?
这成功是原文有两个字组成的。
So in the original text, it's composed of two words.
一个呢是一个完全的意思和一个成熟的意思。
And one word means that it's complete, the other one means it's mature.
一个是行为的意思。行为啊。
One describes your act.
那也就是说，你所谓的你要忍耐要成功，你要有带出那个成熟的那个行为出来。
And so, in other words, to be able to be successful at these trials, it means that you actually need to live out the life.
那个行为最大的特征是什么？
And the greatest characteristic of your act is.
雅各书告诉我们是大喜乐。
And the book tells us that.Is to have this great joy.
你说苦不苦？
Isn't this tough? Isn't this hard?
你说我们愿意不愿意？
Are we willing to do this?
我们如果真心的要来跟从主走这条属天的道路的时候，
If we truly need to follow the Lord to walk this heavenly path,
在马太福音里头，主跟我们说，
In book Matthew's, the Lord tells us,
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。背起他的十字架来跟从他。
When anyone wants to follow me, they shall lay themselves aside and take on the cross to follow me.
啊，到了路加福音更不得了。
And then in the book of Luke, it's even requires us even more.
只加了一个字。
It just add one single word.
就是天天。
It says every single day, do this.
天天呢。
It asks us to do this every single day.
我们放不下的就是撒旦所用来抓住我们眼睛的那些东西。
What we cannot lay down are the very same thing that Satan uses to catch our eyes.
这是我们里面的害怕。
So this is what we fear the most inside.
这是我们里面的一个恐怕。
And this is our fear inside.
在新约里头。
So in the New Testament,
到了马太福音第十三章第十四到十五节。
In Matthew chapter 13, verse 15.
然后那里直接呢是引用了我们刚才以赛亚书的六章九到十节。
And it directly quoted from the book of Isaiah.
他是这样说的：你们听是要听见，却不明白；看是要看见，却不晓得，因为这百姓油蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白。回转过来，我就依着他。
So it says that in Isaiah 6 verse 9 through 10, it says, go and tell the people, keep on listening but do not perceive, keep on looking but do not understand. Render the heart of this people insensitive. Their ears dull and their eyes dim, otherwise they might see with their eyes. Hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and return and be healed.
这里中文的翻译把一个字给改了一下。
In the Chinese version, they change one little word.
啊，旧约以赛亚书里那里说心蒙子油，这里变成油蒙了心。
And in the book of Isaiah says that it renders the heart of the people insensitive. In the, Matthew chapter 16 verse 24, it says that their hearts are full of appetites, the heart of, full of desire.
这个在希伯希腊文里头，这个字更有意思了。
In Greek, the word, the language, the word that's used is even more interesting.
它第一个的意思就是你吃得好。
The very first meaning of that word that's used could mean that you ate well.
第二个意思是发胖。
And the second meaning is that it causes you to become fat, to gain weight.
第三个意思就是圣经的意思，使你的心灵变得迟钝。
And the third meaning is, and there is also this, the meaning that's being used in the Bible, is that it causes you to become slow of heart.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们不是常常说我们在这幕后的时代实在是有神的恩典。
But don't worry, we're always saying that in this end time that we have God's blessing.
我们把每一次的聚集跟弟兄姐妹们的交通，然后从圣经里头的得着，我们比方说属天的事。
And we compare our fellowship with brothers and sisters, the words that we receive as we compare to the heavenly provision.
特别我们每次去参加一些特别聚会的话，我们都说我们得了一份大奖。
And also, especially whenever we attended some conference, then we would compare and say that we have received this great feast.
可是你如果只听了道，不行道的话。
However, if you have only heard but you do not act upon those words,
就等于你吃了饭你不去运动。
It's the same as if you have eaten but you do not go exercise.
就是这样的一个结局。
So that's how it is.
你的心会变胖。
And so that way your heart will become overweight.
当你越来越胖的时候，会导致一个结果。
And when you become overweight, it will lead to this one consequence.
会导致你器官的一些部分硬化。
And it will cause your organs to be hardened.
很多疾病就会伴随而来。
And then a lot of different diseases will then come.
属灵的事也是这样。
So that's the same way with spiritual matters.
你知道吗？在约翰福音十二章四十节那边，是间接的引用以赛亚书。
And John chapter 12 verse 40, it kind of reference the book of Isaiah.
然后他那里说呢，约翰福音第十二章第四十节，他说主叫他们瞎了眼，硬了心，免得他们眼睛看见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他。
And in verse 40 it says, He has blinded their eyes and He hardened their heart so that they would not see with their eyes and perceive with their heart and be converted and I healed them.
当你的这个心越来越胖，你还不去动把它减肥的话。
So when your heart has become overweight and you still refuse to exercise to reduce that weight,
或者你要至少控制住它不继续的发胖。
Or at least do something to take control so that your heart does not continue to become overweight.
导致的结果就是你硬了心。
And the consequence of that is your heart will be hardened.
硬了心是一个什么样的结果呢？
So what's the consequence of your heart being hardened?
在希伯来书第三章第七节那里告诉我们。
In the book of Hebrews chapter 3 verse 7 it tells us,
他说你们今日若听他的话就不可硬着心。
It says that,
希伯来书三章第七节。
So if you have heard of the words, you couldn't have hardened your heart.
如果你还硬说下去的话，主在下面接着说，我就在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入安息。
And it's that if you continue,
怒中起誓。
And then in verse 11, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 11. Verse 11. And as I swore in my wrath, they shall not know my they shall not enter my rest.
那是当时以色列人的光景。
So that is the condition of the Israelites.
那在希伯来书下面的第四章开头的时候说。
And then Hebrews chapter 4 in the beginning of that says.
他说这批人啊。
And his comment towards this group of people.
他说这批人是因为他们没有信心与所听见的道 相调和。四章二节。
For indeed we have.
四章二节的末了。
So at the end, the second part of chapter 4, verse 2, it says, they heard did not profit them because it was not united by faith in those who heard. For the gospel that they heard is the same as the one that we heard. They do not have a faith that's that's an equal amount to what they have heard.
这个信心就是真实的信心。
And so this faith is all about this true faith.
是带出行动的信心。
And this faith is one that leads out to lead a person to act.
然后他在一节警醒我们说，我们这些人也当恐惧战惊。
And then in verse 1, it also warns us that people like us, we shall also have this fear.
免得我们中间有人赶上。
And so in order so that we may not be like that.
什么叫免得有人赶不上了呢？
What does it mean for to prevent people from falling behind?
当你的心硬到一个程度的时候，
It means that when your heart has become hardened to a point,
神所做的一项工作就是任凭。
The work that God does is
任凭你做什么。
Something that God does is that He allows us to do anything we want to do.
当你一再的消灭你里面圣灵的感动的话，神最终的结果就是任凭。
When you again and again cover up or cast aside when the Holy Spirit moves you inside, then what God ended up doing is to allow you to do whatever you want.
当主再来的时候。
And so when the Lord returns again,
当他审判降临的时候，
and when His judgment comes,
圣经里有一句话告诉我们，
the Bible tells us this,
就是叫无义的人就无义。
So those who are unrighteous still remain unrighteous.
这是我们的警醒。
So that is a warning to all of us.
到了第三十节。
And then in verse 30,
三十节那里说，耶稣拿起饼来，坐下了，拨开，递给他们，他们眼睛就明亮了，这才认出他来。
And so in Luke chapter 24, verse 30, it says that when he had reclined at the table with them, he took the bread and blessed it, and breaking it, he began giving to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him.
我们记住吗？当这些人的眼睛被打开的时候，他们是经着一个动作。
And so as you see, this is when their eyes were open, there's this particular act.
对，但他们那个动作就是主拿起饼来，桌屑拨开了，分给他们。
And that act is that the Lord took the bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them.
新约里讲了两次这样的一个事情。
So in the New Testament, they recorded similar events twice.
实际上是三次，但是我们归成两类。
So in reality, it's actually three times, but we'll categorize them as two categories.
第一件事就是我们大家都比较熟悉的薄饼聚会。
And the first recording is, I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with, is the breaking of the bread.
在逾越节的那最后一个晚上。
It's in Passover, the very last night.
主说拿起饼来，把它拨开。
And the Lord took the bread.
他说这是我的身体，为你们舍。
He broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you."
这个动作的看见是让我们看到主为我们舍了什么。
So this action allows us to see what the Lord has sacrificed for us.
其他一件事情就是在五饼二鱼的那个神迹之中。
And another act is in the five bread and two fish.
那你讲了一个小孩有两个饼有几条鱼他愿意拿出来。
And that's recording, it records how a child who had two bread and some fish and is willing to offer those up.
主就把饼拿起来注谢了拨开喂饱了男丁就有五千。
And so the Lord took the bread, bless it and then start breaking the bread. And through that, he was able to feed just men alone, 5,000 in number.
那你讲了一个小孩子的奉献。
And in that story, it tells about a little child, his offer.
他把他自己所有的都交到主的手中。
He offered up everything that he had into the hands of the Lord.
还有一次是同样的神迹，只是七饼跟七条鱼的事。
And another time that is similar miracle, except in that time it was 7 bread and 7 fish.
那你讲到几个门徒把他们手中的仅有的这个饼，七个饼给拿出来。
And in that story, it describes how the disciples all offered up the only breads and fish they had on them.
主就祝谢了，拨开，分给众人。
And so the Lord blessed it and broke it and then shared it with everyone.
所以我们要走这条属天的道路吗？
So do we now all want to walk this way of heaven?
主已经把他的身体为我们拨开了。
Our Lord has already broken his body for us.
我们愿意把不愿意把我们的所有也交给主的手中。
And we all also willing to offer up everything that we have into his hands.
让他祝福。
So that he may bless it.
再让他拨开。
And allow him to break these things.
再传递给众人。
And then to spread to others.
这是神要我们走的一条。
And this is the path that God wants us to walk.
我们第一要奉献，要交出去。
And first, to start this, we need to first be willing to offer up.
第二，我们的动作要蒙他祝福。
And second, our action need to be blessed by him.
第三，我们自己还要完全的破碎。
And thirdly is that we ourselves need to be completely broken.
第四个，连一点点的残渣都要给分出去。
And fourthly is that even the little crumbs shall be passed out.
这是我们不愿意的。
And these are things that we're not willing to do.
但是这是让我们得生的唯一的道。
But however, this is the only path to be victorious.
这条道路主耶稣已经在我们前面走过了。
And our Lord Jesus has already walked this path and finished it.
如今我们也要同样的走这条道路。
And in the same way today, we shall walk that same path.
在下面。
And afterwards.
当他们眼睛被打开的时候，他说在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热吗？
And when their eyes were opened, they said to one another, were not our hearts burning within us while he was speaking to us on the road?
这是他们的里面的醒悟。
So this is an inner awakening.
他以前所忽略的那个火热，当他们眼睛被打开的时候，他们又重新回温。
That burning desire that they had before, they ignored.Now when their eyes were opened once more, the fire was ignited.
那里面的那团火又被圣灵给挑燃起来。
And so the fire that's within them has been reignited by the Holy Spirit.
而且它不仅仅停在这里。
But not only they didn't just stay there.
他们立时就回身去耶路撒冷。
They immediately turn back and go back to Jerusalem.
他们为主的复活来作证。
And they gave testimony for the Lord for his resurrection.
这是我们所说的行道。
And so that's what we refer to as.
当他们听了道以后就起来行走的时候，主就再一次降到他的中间。
And so when they heard the scripture and they heard his word and they act upon them, the Lord returned once again among them.
他说愿你们平安。
It said, peace be with you.
这是从天而来的平安。
So this peace comes from heaven.
这个平安是不能被夺去的。
And this peace can never be taken away.
这平安是出人意料之外的。
And so this peace is outside what people expect.
这平安是完全的。
And this peace is complete.
因为这平安是因着主他的自己受了鞭伤而留给我们的平安。
And so this peace we receive this peace from the very fact that because our Lord himself was scourged.
盼望弟兄姐妹们。
So I hope that brothers and sisters,
如果我们起来不行道的话,
if we do not act,
恐怕我们就会当初落到当初以色列人的那种光景。
Then we will be in the same condition as the Israelites.
你还记得当初以色列人要被掳的那个状况吗？
But do you still remember the condition when the Israelites were about to be enslaved?
耶利米把他的信息话语传讲到众人的时候，他们众人都在那儿说，我们是平安的，平安的。
So when Jeremiah shared with them These things, they said in their hearts, they responded by saying that, no, we have peace.
圣经里告诉我们其实他们没有平安。
But the Bible tells us that at that time, those people actually do not have peace.
我们现今在这个世上的日子,
so in our remaining time on this earth,
我们如果眼睛还是迷糊的话,
if our eyes were still blinded,
我们还是被那些世界上的东西去抓的话,
and if we're still being captured by the things of this world,
虽然我们自己说平安了,
even though we ourselves say we have peace,
实际上没有平安,
in reality we do not have peace.
正如雅各书里所告诉我们,
and just like the book of James tells us,
我们不单单要听到,
not only shall we listen,
我们还要行道,
but we shall also act.
如果你不这样的话,
and if you do not do this,
那你是自己欺哄自己,
you are lying to yourself.
你不仅仅是欺哄神,欺哄圣灵,
not only are you lying to God and also the Holy Spirit,
这是生命的事,
so this is a matter of life.
今天因为时间关系,
and due to time reason, I shall not go further.
盼望弟兄姐妹们, 如果回去有机会的话, 再看一下生命记第32章。
And I hope that if you have time, then go home to read through Deuteronomy chapter 32.
第32章6到47节,
verse 6 to 47. Especially pay attention to verse 15.
那你讲到当时的以色列民是如何渐渐发叛的。
It describes how the Israelites at the time, how they have slowly gain weight and become out of shape.
发叛的结果就使他们离开救他们的主，救他们的磐石。
And the consequence of that is that they started to be away apart from the Lord who has saved them.
最好你们去看一下英文那一本。
It's better if you read the English version.
特别是可以借助于，如果有的话你看达比，如果没有的话就看KJV。
If you have the Darby version, that would be the best. If you do not, you could use the King James version.
那是摩西最后向以色列人说的话。
So those records are the very last word that Moses had for the Israelites.
也盼望成为我们今天的激励。
And also I pray that may those words become our encouragement today.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
人的话语有所残缺。
And we are so lacking in our words.
人的口舌实在是愚拙。
And so we are not eloquent with our words.
主啊，我们就将前面的一些话语再次交回在你的手中。
And so we return once again all these words that were spoken into your hands.
如果是出于人的，主啊，求你亲自挪去。
And if the words were any words were coming from men, please remove them.
如果是出于你自己的，你就存留在弟兄姐妹们的心中。
And if those words come from you yourself, may you allow those words to remain in the hearts of us.
你并且加上膏油。
And also anoint. Those words.
让弟兄姐妹们在一个身体的见证之下能够彼此扶持。
And so that brothers and sisters can help one another in one body.
让我们同心合意地来走这条我们人本身所不愿意走的道路。
May we walk with one heart together this path that we by our own nature do not want to walk.
因为只有这样，这才是才让我们在地上不白占地。
And only then do we not taken up precious space on this earth.
我们只有走完这条属天的道路，我们到那日见里面的时候，我们才能坦然无惧。
And then only then we can finish walking this heavenly path. And on the day that we see you face to face, we can meet you without fear.
求你纪念在这里的聚集。
Please remember and bless.
你让你所设立的灯台能在这个地区发光。
And may also the lampstand which you have established here in this area can shine and provide light.
你也祝福今天来参加聚集的这些弟兄姐妹们。
Also please bless brothers and sisters who have gathered here today.
也纪念因各种原因不能来的弟兄姐妹们。
And also remember those who cannot make it here today.
保守他们和他们的家人。
And keep them and their family.
我们再次把所有的感谢赞美都归于你。
Again, I'll offer all the praises and thanks to you.
感恩祈求的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.